Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Is it morally wrong for Mormons to be baptized on behalf of Holocaust victims? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me to discuss this very sensitive topic is my colleague, Eric Johnson. In recent weeks, the controversy regarding baptism for the dead has risen to the surface when it deals with proxy baptisms on behalf of Holocaust victims. Now, as we've talked about in the past several days on this show, and yesterday in particular, we were telling you about how Mormons have been baptized by proxy on behalf of a lot of very famous people, very well-known historical figures, celebrities and such. Even President Obama's mother was baptized by proxy. But the controversy really is surrounding those Jewish folks that were Holocaust victims. And even though the Mormons have been baptized on behalf of several other well-known Jewish people, such as David Ben-Gurion, Menachem Begin, Moshe Dayan, Golda Meir, we didn't hear an outcry from the Mormon community, at least I'm not aware of it, when people like that were baptized vicariously. But the Holocaust victims is a very sensitive issue with the Jewish community. A man by the name of Abraham Foxman, who's with the Anti-Defamation League, is the national director, and he's also a Holocaust survivor, I should say, himself, said Holocaust victims died precisely because they were Jewish. Listing Jews as Christian on one of the most researched genealogical sites in the world inadvertently aids and abets denial of the Holocaust. Perhaps the ultimate solution, he says, would be for the church, the LDS Church, to revisit its theological position on posthumously baptizing Jews and believers outside the Mormon Church, just as other religions have reconsidered centuries-old belief. Now, I struggle with this, Eric, because I understand exactly why Mormons do this, how they or why they baptize on behalf of the dead. But I think there's a case of insensitivity on both parts, the Jewish community and the Mormon community. Because really what Mr. Foxman is asking the Mormons to do is to change their belief system. I have to wonder, would Abraham Foxman feel inclined to change his belief system if another group told him that they should and actually kind of compel them or force them to do that? What do you think about that?
Well, I agree. And I think the thing about this whole issue is, while this is a show why we disagree with Mormonism and we talk about Mormon issues all the time, I think we're almost kind of, in a sense, going to say that Mormons do this because they really seem to care about those who have already died. They're purposely going out of their way to do genealogical work. They believe they can become saviors on Mount Zion by going to their temple, getting baptized, to be able to give that person who they're getting baptized for a chance at going to a better place. And so, like it or not, that is part of the religious heritage. And as you're saying, Bill, if somebody said, well, we don't think that your view of Yom Kippur is a good view, we want you to change your view on that, he certainly wouldn't cater to that. And so, in a sense, the Mormons believe strongly in this, like it or not. I don't know. You can't point to them and say that they're doing it maliciously.
I think that's the key. I don't know of any Mormon who baptizes for anybody is doing it out of spite or doing it maliciously. It is something that they do feel is an act of love. Now, the Mormon Church actually opened the doors for this controversy. If you were to go and look at the Encyclopedia of Mormonism, under Baptism for the Dead, this is in the first volume, page 96, it says, in the early years of the church, proxy baptisms were performed only for direct blood ancestors, usually no more than four generations back. Today, Latter-day Saints are baptized not only for their own forebearers, but also for other persons unrelated to them, identified through the name extraction program. The practice reflects the yearning of children for their parents and of parents for their children and charitable feelings for others as well. And then that paragraph ends by saying it's a divinely authorized ordinance that is a demonstration of love and has eternal implications. So again, it's being emphasized that it's done because Mormons are, in their opinion, in their beliefs, doing something positive for someone else. You have a lot of these Jewish critics, as we've just seen Abraham Foxman say, wanting the Mormon church to change its beliefs and practices on this, actually compelling them to do that. And I don't know. I have a real problem with that. First of all, do modern day Jewish people have the right? Let's just say hypothetically that the Mormons are right. Would they have a right to dictate what should and should not happen to people that they don't even know personally after all these years? And do they have a right to speak for this group of people? Because let's be serious, if the Mormons are right, now I don't think they are. We've made that very clear. But if the Mormons are right, and these modern day Jewish people who are complaining about this have their way, and it seems like they are going to have their way, if they prevent those people who have died from hearing the Mormon gospel in the spirit world, they have just prevented those people from receiving something that Mormons feel is a benefit. In other words, this group today is speaking on behalf of someone who died long ago. Is that a problem?
Well, and we talked about this yesterday, the idea that there's free agency, even in the next life, that nobody's forcing anybody to receive that gospel. Whether or not we're going to accept it, I think we will, because I think we're smart enough to do that. But given the chance, what would the view be if the Mormons originally had come out and said, we'll get baptized on behalf of anybody except for Holocaust survivors? Then you would have the opposite. Well, you guys are being anti-Semitic because you think that you're getting this work done, but you're not going to get it done on behalf of Jewish Holocaust survivors. Or people who died in the concentration camps. I think the very idea that they wanted to have that done shows that they're trying to give this to everybody. Now, with the new policy, they're going to expunge those names, I'm guessing. And those, I don't know, does the missionaries who have visited those souls in spirit prison, are they now taken away? Did those people lose the right? I mean, there's a whole bunch of
do spirit
of
missionaries
here.
Show up and say, hey, you know, we were going to do this for you, but now we can't do it anymore, so you lost out.
Because I'm under the impression the idea is once you go under the water, immediately they're being given the gospel, but that's been done for many years now. Does that right get taken away?
Well, on March 2nd, the church put out a statement and basically warning members that they better not be baptized for Holocaust victims. According to the statement, without exception, church members must not submit for proxy temple ordinances any names from unauthorized groups, such as celebrities and Jewish Holocaust victims. It went on to say, if members do so, they may forfeit their new family search privileges, and other corrective action may also be taken. So, these complaints have had an effect on the Mormon church, and now they are backing off on this issue, even though Joseph Smith said that you must do this, and if you don't, you do so at the peril of your own salvation. Now, what I read out of the Encyclopedia of Mormonism is, okay, they started off with families, then they opened it up to non-families, and now they're retreating back to the way it was done in the early years of Mormonism.
Isn't this a salvific issue, Bill? Who gave the authority to be able to take away? I mean, was it the president just making this declaration? How do we know this is from God telling them they're supposed to take this away?
Well, I think it becomes a very difficult issue, and it puts the Mormon church in a very, very awkward situation. I don't have the answer for that, but I see insensitivity on both sides of this issue. If you really don't think baptism for the dead has any kind of efficacious principles to it in the first place, if you don't think it's really a true principle, why does it bother you so much? I mean, yeah, okay, looking at it from the Jewish perspective, I find it a little bit offensive, or greatly offensive, because of my Jewish heritage. But, you know, I have a Christian heritage, and I know some Mormon, after I'm dead, is probably going to be baptized on my behalf.
Well, I am. I've had relative on my wife's side tell me that that would happen to me soon after I died as well from somebody from their family. So, that, you know, it didn't bother me. I mean, okay, go ahead and do that, but it, you know, it doesn't have a positive effect and negative effect. It just is a neutral thing for me.
Well, this is not a new controversy. This has been going on since the mid-1990s. And, of course, Helen Radke has been at the beginning of this battle when she discovered that a lot of these Holocaust victims were being baptized by proxy. She brought it to public attention. The Mormon Church then promised that they wouldn't do it anymore. And, of course, when they made that promise, I immediately thought, this is shallow. There's no way they're going to be enforcing this.
You should never promise anything you can't for sure keep, and that's a mistake they made.
Of course, and because they've gotten caught on this, because they keep seeing this crop up. Helen Radke has been finding that, that even after they apologize, it's happened again. I mean, just recently she was talking about, she put out a statement where she actually mentioned how Anne Frank was baptized by proxy as late as February 18th, 2012.
I think nine times, is that?
Anne Frank has been baptized by proxy about nine times. You have Rosa Wiesenthal, the mother of the well-known Holocaust survivor and Nazi hunter Simon Wiesenthal, she says was a Jewish Holocaust victim. Rosa Wiesenthal was baptized by proxy in the Bountiful Temple on January 21st, 2012. So here are these baptisms being done even after the Mormon Church has more than once promised that it would not happen again. Now they put out this threat in their churches telling people they better not do it or they're going to face disciplinary action.
But apparently it's not difficult to get people's names through there. We were just looking at something to tell people.
Well, yeah, it's not all that difficult. You just have to answer a few questions a certain way and it slips through. And I don't know if the Mormon Church can get enough precautions in their computer system to prevent this from ever happening. But it's still, I find it an awkward situation for both sides. I'm trying to look at it from both angles, and I can sympathize with the Jewish community, certainly, and I can sympathize again with the Mormon community, because that is a part of their belief system. As wrong or as inaccurate or as unbiblical as I think it is a part of their belief system, and I'm troubled when any group tells another religious group exactly what they should believe or compel them to believe a certain way. They need to make those decisions on their own without any force or coercion, and I don't really sense this happening in this particular situation.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast, A Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear past editions of more than 100 shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is available on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the box that says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. Looking for a book on Mormonism? The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City carries the largest selection of Christian books on Mormonism, including titles such as Mormonism, Shadow or Reality, and Mormonism 101. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is also a great place to get your questions answered. Open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is located directly across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark at 1358 South and West Temple.